So we will go to number 10, legislative session with Kevin.
All right, good morning again, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, Secretary Hepler, Kevin Holman here, Deputy Secretary with the Game Fish and Parks. Just wanted to give all of the commissioners and folks listening in, members of the public, kind of a synopsis as to where we're at for the upcoming 2021 legislative session as a department. Right now, the department has three bills that we will be presenting to the legislature. The first bill is a youth bill. It really does two things. The first thing it does is it really streamlines and defines who youth are in South Dakota. So anybody under the age of 18. And right now, if you go to the back of our hunting handbook, we have six pages of tables and descriptions and definitions. Six pages to define who youth are and what license youth are eligible for currently. We're going to try to reduce that down to two, hopefully. And this bill does a lot of streamlining. It does a lot of simplification. If we say anybody under the age of 18 is considered a youth, we'll definitely be able to eliminate some of those pages and make it a lot easier for our users to engage in outdoor recreation. The other part of the bill, it provides free fishing for anybody under the age of 18. And we're really hoping to capture participation in this free fishing opportunity so any youth, resident or non-resident, would be able to come to South Dakota and enjoy our fishing resources free of charge if they are under the age of 18. Does this come with a fiscal impact? Absolutely. About $294,000 we project would be lost from allowing the free fishing opportunity. But the return on investment, we obviously think, is worth every penny. One of the things we see with hunter recruitment, we see a lot of hunters recruit into our sport, but to retain them when they go off to college has been a challenge. We see participation rates somewhat plummet when they turn 19, 20, 21 years old, and they leave home, and really they go on and do different things at different times, different hobbies. So we want to give them as much opportunity to experience those outdoors and to really make that who they are early on in life so they can retain that outdoor heritage, those trapping and hunting and fishing activities as once they go off to college and hopefully teach other folks the same. So we do feel like it's a good investment. The bill, we're excited to talk to the legislature this coming session about the bill of requiring a streamline of our youth ages and a free fishing opportunity for those under the age of 18. Any questions on that bill in particular? Okay, the other bill that the department will be sponsoring is the repeal of a lock and seal requirement for big game licenses. This is really a lot to do with our e-commerce one-stop shop. Moving forward into 2021, we are going to be in the development phases of a one-stop shop for really purchasing, hunting, fishing, trapping, camping, reservation. All of that will be done at one website, one place, one site, which we don't have currently today. You have two logins today. You have two places to do a camping reservation, and then you have to turn around and log into a different area to buy a fishing license, for example. We're going to try to streamline all of that. The RFP is out currently, and we're going to hope to select a vendor here in the next couple weeks, actually, and get that process rolling in the development phases of a one-stop shop. Now, with that comes the opportunity to do virtual tagging. Virtual tagging is a pretty exciting thing where the individual harvests a big game animal. Essentially, you have an app, and you're essentially tagging the animal with your smartphone. It'll timestamp it. Take a photo of the animal. That data is uploaded live, real time. If you have cell service, if you don't, it'll save on an app and it'll upload once you do have cell service. And that harvest data, that harvest information, becomes really live at the fingertips of registration or tagging of the animal. No more need to receive licenses in the mail. No more need to have a lost or return license policy. In a sense, there is some definite customer service opportunities, and we're hoping to capture those opportunities. Just the overall idea of not losing a license is a good one. We do have quite a few times a year where folks just happen to lose their license that was mailed 6 months prior to the season a lot of times. So that will definitely be a positive for our customers. You know, the implementation of this is definitely going to be a crawl, walk, run approach. 2022, we're hoping to hit the go button on the e-commerce website, the one-stop shop. That doesn't mean immediately that we are going to have e-tagging or virtual tagging right after that. We'll have to definitely have a lot of communication, a lot of outreach, a lot of education, making sure the bugs are worked out of the system before this becomes a 100% requirement to our hunters hunting big game. So it is going to be a transitional phase approach. This bill, though, gives us the, it really starts that conversation of how it's going to look. The rule in place will still be there. So the requirements for a lock and seal is still going to be in rule. So until the commission lifts that rule, that lock and seal requirement will still be on the books. Getting it repealed in, at the state statute level really is the first step. The first step in communication with our users, and then we'll develop a plan moving into the future. But implementation won't be rip the Band-Aid off and everybody has to use a smartphone to tag their animal. It will be a crawl, walk, run approach. So, exciting opportunity to say the least. I know a lot of success has been found in other states. We won't be the first to do this. There's been a lot of scenarios and examples out there that definitely we're looking into and looking at the pros and the cons of each and making sure we're not recreating the wheel, but recreating a good wheel that's been working for other states. So, questions on virtual tagging, lock and seal repealment. And the third one, there's no questions on that. The third bill is just a cleanup bill. We've been tasked to look at our code, 41 code, which is the code Game Fish and Parks is closely associated with, and looking at statutory cross-references. There's always a reference number of statute in code, and the gentleman sitting in front of me, John Katilnik, has been tasked to review all of our statutes, and he has identified a few, I would say, errors in the cross-reference statute that is in statute. So we are cleaning those up, and it's across state government, the request has been made to look at statutory cross-references. So that's all that bill entails. It's a cleanup bill, pretty straightforward bill. And now those are going to be the three department bills at this time. There is one governor's bill that I'd like to touch on real quick, and that's the appropriation of $500,000 to the Bison Center. As you know, and as you were aware, we are moving forward with the developments of creating the Bison Center at Custer State Park by the corrals, and this appropriation would cover $500,000 of that cost. If you recall, the Helmsley Charitable Trust donated $4 million to that project. Walter Panzer himself donated another $100,000 to that project, and we're about $900,000 short. So the $500,000 would go towards that $5 million, and then the Parks and Wildlife Foundation currently are looking for donors to contribute to that very exciting project. They already captured, I think, about $250,000 is what I was told here last week. So donations are going very well for that. The goal, again, is $5 million. We're going to start breaking ground on that very shortly here in 21. So that's when we're hoping to break some ground. And a very exciting legacy project under Governor Noem. So any questions on any legislative bills that the department or Governor Noem will be carrying? All right, we're looking forward to a great session. It will look a little different, but not a lot different. It is going to be in person to what we have been told here recently. It'll be good to continue those conversations. And if there's any questions, feel free to reach out to any of the directors or myself anytime, and we'd be happy to answer them. So thank you, commissioners.
Thanks, Kevin. I just want to say publicly, when you talk about those youth licenses and the potential loss of revenue, I don't think you can put a price tag on the investment we need to make into recruiting that next generation of hunters. So, that couple, $200,000-$300,000 impact, we'll easily absorb that over the lifetime of those sportsmen and women once we do our job and keep them engaged. So, I'm fully in favor of that.
Yeah, thank you, Commissioner. We couldn't agree more, and we absolutely support every bit of that concept to get more youth involved in our great outdoor activities. So thank you for that comment.
Their comments?